chair is. You find this odd? Oh, okay, there you go. We're good. What's up, everybody? We're on three different screens here. Here, I'll give you a quick sneak peek. We got up here, we got his phone. What are you on there?
Oh, yeah, we changed it to Tiki-Taki over
So
there.
we're TikTok here, Facebook Live group here, and then obviously I am on Instagram.
On the gram.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on with your?
There we go.
Are we on?
Yeah, we've been live for about 30 seconds, I believe,
Woo!
here.
What's up, Affiliate Empire? On the Facebook, because we also got the Insta and we also got the TikTok.
Yeah, we're live everywhere. This is sweet. This is our first time going live on multiple platforms. So welcome, everybody. Let us know where you're coming from. Love to hear from you guys a little bit. Be interactive, obviously.
And this is going to be on the YouTube maybe tomorrow morning. So if you like it, hit like, subscribe, tell us if we're idiots, tell us how goddamn handsome we are, whatever you want, because it's all about the likes and the comments.
Everything. Give it to us. If you have any questions as we go through this stuff, then obviously let us know. What are we gonna talk about today, Dustin?
How about some cheddar cheese? Because it's my favorite meal and it's my favorite subject.
The old money subject. So,
And for the number one, right, well, not number one, because you guys are important and you guys are important, but my empire in the middle here. We're coming to you every Friday and whenever we feel like it in between to talk about money, talk about how to change your money, talk about how to change your mindset.
Yeah, and it all really comes down to mindset. Mindset's the biggest thing, right? Especially when it comes to money. You cannot ever acquire money if you hate it. Okay? You have to understand that. If you hate money, if you say money's the root of all evil, rich people are greedy, I hate money, money causes all the problems. If you keep saying shit like that,
That's some bullshit.
you're just never gonna have it, right? Like if you hate cats, guess what? You're never gonna own a cat. If you hate snakes, you're never gonna own a snake. There's people that own snakes, there's people that own cats, but
And if you hate money, you ain't never gonna have no money.
you'll never have money. You gotta believe that you can have it, right? And actually, Justin and I right now are both going through like the Rich Dad Poor Dad series. So if you guys have ever, learned about Robert Kiyosaki and that book series,
It's awesome.
it's really, really good, and it really does totally change your mindset as far as figuring out how to go from, poor or middle class all the way up to the upper class or rich, so to speak. So, what's up, Jeremy?
And I always thought, see, I was raised just, save up and buy a house and go to work every single day, and you'll save yourself to a successful retirement. But maybe you'll save for retirement, but I don't want to just retire somewhat comfortably.
No.
I want to, the reason why we started an empire, the reason why we're here, the reason why we're doing this online business is because there's no limit! There's no fucking limit, baby!
No, there's not. And it's funny because so Justin and I were actually talking about this the other day, and we have totally different backgrounds when it comes to money. For me, I was in a real bad spot not too long ago. Like, we're talking between Rachel and I, three credit cards, a line of credit, two vehicle loans and a personal loan to family. So I was over $70,000 in debt with nothing in my savings. I know. Crazy, right? Well, I just didn't know. I didn't know. My dad tried to teach me to save half my money when I was like a kid doing a paper route, but other than that, there wasn't a whole lot of financial literacy, and a lot of the people that we deal with is the same thing. It's like,
And I read in the what was it in Robert Kiyosaki's book that multiple credit card debts, people paid off their credit cards with other credit cards and everything. And I mean, no offense to anybody, but that's why we're here, to help teach you, get you out of that and get you ahead. That's what we're doing here. But I texted Adam, I'm like, do people really have five credit cards and vehicle debt? And he's like, yeah, no. What? Because I was raised differently. I was raised, if you can't afford it, don't buy it. So, I have a credit card and I've always had a credit card, but my dad whooped my butt if I ever didn't pay off my credit card, because I hope you all know this, but credit card debt is the fucking highest interest that there is. I don't know, mine's like 18%.
Yeah.
I think most credit cards are like 16 to 20% interest.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Multiple credit cards is bad.
Yeah.
And well, we're gonna, my affiliates and anybody else, if you want to find us on Facebook, find the Affiliate Empire. Adam's gonna be back on there, cracking in another couple weeks. Adam's for on. Where was I going with this? We're going to be coming out with videos, or I am at least. If you want to join, more than welcome. Budgeting videos and how to pay off debt, credit card debt, all that kind of shit. Because we are both obsessed with money.
Yeah.
Call us greedy, call us evil, call us whatever you want. But we like it.
Yeah. Well, and like, you know, saving money on taxes through businesses, stuff like that is really, really important. Not many people realize, but like your biggest expense is always going to be tax. Right? Yeah. For most employees, it's your taxes get paid first, so you get paid, you know, you got to remove income tax. Then the money that's left over, you got to pay tax on everything that you buy. So I'm sure you've all heard of different loopholes for business owners, right? Or people that are rich and all that stuff. And guess what? Everyone can take advantage of that, even part-time. You don't even have to quit your job to make it happen. And that's something I'm sure we'll talk about. Probably in a later episode, I would imagine, but...
Yeah, and the more money you make as an employee, guess what? The more taxes you pay.
Yeah.
And they bump you up, so they can charge you more. And on it goes. What's going on with the phone over there?
I don't know. It keeps kind of like shutting off a little bit. Can you guys hear me on Instagram there? What's up, Specs? Simpy?
Yeah, so I mean, we both have online businesses, so we can take advantage of the tax benefits that you get from having that from a home-based business.
Yeah.
So guess what? This computer's a write-off. That phone's a write-off. That tripod's a write-off. That phone's a write-off. That tripod's a write-off. Ooh, is that not fair?
Yeah.
It's fair. And it's legal!
And it's legal, yeah. This whole office actually is an entire write-off. And so not only building this office, everything that comes with it was a write-off, but it also upped the value of my home by over $35,000. So as you can imagine, I think it only cost about $7,300 was the total for all the material and everything, then my time to build it. But you know, it was a complete tax write-off, and then obviously upping the value of my home, which is pretty crazy.
And that's another thing that major is. I don't want to say poor people because I don't want to offend anybody, but you know, a poor mindset. Oh, rich people don't pay as many taxes, or rich people don't pay taxes. That's not fair. That's not fair. They're just smarter than us. That it's their mindset. They know. The passive income, you pay less taxes. So their businesses, these CEOs, old Trumpy, he probably pays himself out of the Trump Corporation $50,000 a year. So yeah. He doesn't have to pay taxes, but guess what? He's got them billies coming in, passive income, that he doesn't have to pay tax on.
Yeah, well, and it's, you know, and I hear it all the time, like, oh, well, if we just tax the rich, like, more money, then it would cover our taxes or whatever. And that's just that's a victim mindset, right? Where it's like, oh, I just want someone else to pay my bills. I want someone else to make my life better. You have to understand that you are the only person capable of making your life better.
Okay.
And you are capable. That's the biggest thing. You know, if you have the mindset of a winner, of a hustler, of someone who's willing to get after it, never give up attitude, ready to get after it, then like nothing can stop you because all the information's out there, right? There's not, you know, there's podcasts out there, YouTube channels, guys like us always going live, talking about different ways to help you. But if you constantly have this victim mindset of, well, you know what, I could just stay working my $15 an hour job or my $60,000 a year job, and if we just tax the rich people, then we would all be better off. It's like, no, that's not how it works. Why don't you just become rich?
Or, and if they didn't decide to just crank up the taxes to 75% on earned income for rich people, then I'm going to pay that anyways. Because they don't pay themselves any money.
No.
Because they're smarter than that.
Yeah, they don't pay a whole lot of income tax because on paper they don't make a whole lot of income.
No.
So,
you mentioned earlier, you know, there's podcasts and there's audio shows and there's all this, and this is going to be a new podcast, so you better download it. Everything that I've learned, not I shouldn't say everything I've learned about money, but a lot of this this wealth mindset, this abundance mindset, I have learned while working, driving my truck down the road, like listening to podcasts, listening to audiobooks. There's an amazing app called Scribd that is $14.99 a month or something. It's like the Netflix of books, of audiobooks. Like, instead of listening to the radio,
throw an audiobook in,
listen to books.
Yeah, I when I lived in Vancouver, pretty big city, at least for here in Canada, one of the biggest in Canada, and there were days where it took me 2 hours each way. That's if there wasn't a car accident on the highway. And so, yeah, I took Scribd. I downloaded Scribd. Like, normally, if you don't have if you don't have this app, actually, it costs around $12 to $20 per audiobook.
And up.
And then you if you get Scribd, you can download them all for free. And they've got tens of thousands of different audiobooks. And just turn your commute into, like, traffic university, right? You know, there's so many amazing books out there. So, I live in Canada. Right on, man. We're here on Vancouver Island right now. Whereabouts are you? Specs? Yeah, that's BS. I should pay my taxes. Nobody is obliged to pay for my taxes. Totally agree. Rich people pay taxes. They just know the loopholes. Exactly. I love it. You guys can hear us. Sweet, sweet. Awesome, guys.
Yeah, so when I was growing up, my dad, he raised four kids off a single income. He owned his own truck and everything. Any of you guys that are in the affiliate group have heard this story before in my webinar that you listened to in order to get into this group. But, you know, dad raised four kids, single income, and he just drilled into our head, save all your money, don't buy anything that you can't afford, never have any debt unless it's your house, buy your house, go to work, and just stay like that forever. And, you know, I've done that, and I've done all right. I have my house and everything, and I don't have a whole pile of debt, so I can't really complain, but I want more. And, you know, I thought, like I said, I've said it before, I thought you could save your way to becoming wealthy. I thought you could save millions of dollars. You know, save up your money and then start a business. I didn't know. And now listening to these books and these podcasts and everything and just studying and doing research and actually figuring out how to create real wealth, it starts in your mind knowing that you can do it and there's not a fucking doubt about it that you can. Mm-hmm. But there's so much more to it. There's so much more investments. There's so many smarter things to do than just buy a house and work until you die.
Yeah, and it's such a slow process. If you need to be able to learn how to make your money work for you. Number one, number two is it's all in my opinion. Like, I think building businesses is the best way to create wealth because when you have a business that just constantly brings income, you're never going to get a better ROI, in my opinion, than that. You know, obviously, there's lots of different ways, real estate, stock market, all that stuff. But I personally enjoy building a business because you're creating a system that works for you, right? I mean, you look at McDonald's and they're able to operate that restaurant just pumping out meals every like 30 seconds. And it's all run by a group of teenagers. Right, like that is a very good business system, right? Yeah. If you think about it, that is an incredible system that's all put together, and businesses is like it all comes down to like a certain like get leads, make sales, help other people, just build. Like I started my online business for just over $9,000, and it took me a little while to get to the point where it gave back, but like. Now $9,000 would be a very slow month for me. And I'm only 4 years in. So if I put $10,000, let's say, in the stock market 4 years ago, it would not be making me $10,000 a month now.
Oh, wait a minute, but what happened with your taxes?
Well, that's the other thing. When I worked in the oil field, I made just over $90,000 a year and I paid just over $40,000 in taxes. When I had my decking business, I made like 92 or 93 my second year, and I paid about 1900 in taxes, right? I mean, the business paid, paid taxes, but like I personally didn't have a huge income tax because I got paid dividends as opposed to actual income on paper. So, you know, all the things that I already pay for, my cell phone, my computer, my Wi-Fi, internet, portion of my mortgage, like all these different things that you already pay for, become a tax write-off when you have a home-based business, which is pretty sweet.
And I was going to say about your initial investment too. You invested $9,000 to start your business.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, your investment's a tax write-off.
It's a tax write-off. If you if you throw $10,000 in the stock market, you don't get to write that $10,000 off.
No. So if you really think about it, that's your, you know, a return on your money. Your income tax coming back.
Yeah.
If you start a business, you're not guaranteed to make any money.
No.
But you're guaranteed to get some write-offs from it.
Yeah, well, exactly. And again, tax is the biggest one. What's up, Keenan? Don't spend money on name brand. Just show off when you know your bank account is poor. Yeah, that's a huge problem. What's the point of looking rich when you're poor? It's a huge problem nowadays where people would prefer to look rich than actually be rich.
Stay poor until you're rich.
Yeah, it's a huge mindset thing, right? Like, God, I could show you guys pictures. I actually have one in my kitchen. I was just looking at it, of me in this shirt like 4 years ago, because I don't buy clothes. I have no care for it. I have no desire to wear watches or necklaces or nothing. Like,
I don't spend that money on nothing.
Yeah.
Fucking nothing.
Yeah.
I hate spending money. That comes from dad. You know, grinding it into you. Don't spend any money. But, you know, and somebody might say, that sounds like it sucks. Don't you want to feel like you're living? No. I want to enjoy my life, so I'll put in a few years of suck to fucking get there.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, too, because, like, I was, I had someone mention to me, he's like, well, I thought you were making a lot of money. I'm like, I make okay money. I'm like, well, how come you still have that truck? I'm like, well, it's not dead. You know, like, I've had my truck for almost a decade now. I'm not going to just buy a brand new truck just because I can, right? Oh, I can afford the payment, so I should just go get a $90,000 truck. That doesn't make any sense.
Or you can throw that $90,000 into an investment and it'll pay you.
Yep.
We're not here to tell you what to invest in. We're just here to show you how to think about money, how to change your mindset about money, how to create some money if you want to start an online business like we got going on, how to do that to build your money so you're at the point where you can invest and break out of the middle class, break out of being broke, break out of being in debt.
Yeah. And I don't think there's anything you can invest in that's better than a business. You just have so many more loopholes. You meet a lot of different people. And you learn so many important life skills when you start a business. You'll be pushed to the limit at some points. It's a mental battle at some points, depending on who you're dealing with. And you have to learn money management. You have to learn sales. You have to learn marketing. You've got to learn about investing. You have to learn about taxes. Like, there's just so many different moving parts when you actually dive into business that it's super important.
And toughen you up mentally. If you have a quitter's mindset, you're probably not going to make it in business. But we're going to teach you how to break through that, because there's going to be days if you're building your own business that you want to quit. And you're like, why the fuck am I doing this? What am I here for? You try something new and it doesn't work out, and you're just like, should I even be here? You got to be tough.
Yeah, well, I'm personally known as like a leapfrog. So I don't know about any of you guys out there, but like, I never stayed at the exact same job or company or industry for more than 4 years at a time ever in my life. Like, I started with just general labor and construction, went into window coverings, I tried siding and soffit, then I went to exterior restoration, then decking, then I went to the oil field. While I was in the oil field for 4 years, I worked for three different companies. Then I came back, I worked at a cedar mill. Like, I always was jumping around. And if you're like that, it's not a bad thing.
It's experience.
It's experience, and it also means that you are probably not meant to be an employee. So if you're someone that's like, oh, I just, you know, one point it was the boss, one point it was the crew you work with, one point it was you just got bored, like all these things, like if there's always an excuse for you to leave to something new, it's just because you mentally are not meant to be an employee.
And see, I was just stubborn. I have stuck with the same company for 12 years because I make all right money, and like dad taught me, get a good job and just stay in it forever until you die.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
I'm just dead inside now.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing that Justin and I, like, we have such different backgrounds, so we can kind of relate with a lot of different types of people and bounce, you know, ideas off each other, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, it works.
Gotta be resilient, absolutely. Much respect for this live. You could be charging people, but yet you're doing it for free.
We're just spitting value on you.
Yeah, I love doing this stuff. I love jumping live. I really, really enjoy helping people. It's probably one of my favorite things. When someone says, like, thank you, or you've changed my life, or you've helped me with X, Y, Z, like, there's no better feeling than that. I don't need to get paid for that. That's, you know, my businesses pay me. I love giving this stuff away for free. We'll be doing this every Friday night, so anyone that ever wants to jump on, feel free. You know,
give
a follow,
send me a message if you're interested in anything that we're talking about. You know, and again, if you TikTokers out there, I mean, it's a little bit different on there. It's kind of hard to follow. But if you send me a message and then find me on Facebook, you can get into my Facebook group and you'll be able to find me there every single day. Because I pollute the internet.
Yeah, I'm currently off of Facebook until October 20th, unfortunately. But
I'll be back. Now, Adam's been doing this for over 4 years now, and he said to me, you're going to start to make connections and meet people that you really like and care about and make friends and, you know, give value, and people are going to really get a lot out of it. And I'm like, you don't get that at first, because there's a lot of haters and there's a lot of fucking make a post and you get no likes and no comments.
Yeah.
And no nothing, and you do this video that you've been stressed out about all day, and then you don't even get a single view. But I mean, now that everything's starting to fire, it's fun, it's exciting, we're meeting people, we're talking to people.
Yeah.
Adam's got a network all across North America.
Yeah.
Mine's spreading, but it's fun, it's super exciting, it's a great time,
and we make that money, that cheddar cheese. Yeah, and that helps things, that's for sure. We'll be going live every Friday at 5 o'clock. So every
wait, 5-ish. Come on now. One of us still has to work.
Okay, well, I will be here at 5 o'clock.
I'll be late.
Justin may be late sometimes, but
I was up at 3 a.m. today. I got home, hopped in the shower, ran over here, and here we are for you beauty rock stars.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm usually up at 5-ish. Today was actually 5:50. Slept in.
Oh,
I know.
Slacker.
Slacking. Tough, slacking hard over here.
Life. Mm-hmm. So, what? Wait, you want to go over your money background?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a sad story. I didn't know anything about managing money. I didn't talk about money very often. I was one of those people that was like, money's the root of all evil, and you know, I always wanted to make more money, but I always thought that the only way to do that, especially because of my background, was to trade my time for money. So I was always looking for the better hourly rate, right? Oh, well, if I go here, then I'll get paid more money, right, per hour. And you should, rich people or people that are wealthy don't trade their time for money. They just trade value for money, right? And if you have enough value, you don't need to spend as much time. If that makes
sense.
And then they buy back their time. So, but yeah, I didn't know that at the start. So it was like, you know, construction, I think I started at $11 an hour. Got into decking, which was $15 an hour. And then I found something crazy, right? And it was a sub trade, which paid by the square foot. And I was like, well, what do you mean you pay by the square foot? It's like, well, however much you put down is how you get paid. I was like, so if I work really hard, I'll get paid more money? You know, this was a whole new concept to me, right? It totally opened up my mind, because in my mind it was like, if I work harder, hopefully in a year they'll pay me a dollar more per hour, and my time will be more valuable to the company. But no, that's not how it worked here. It was like, hey, we pay you X amount per square foot. I think it was a dollar a square foot. I'm like, well, I could probably lay, if I work really hard, I could probably do like 400 square feet in a day. Like, well, then you'd get $400. I was like, holy shit. my mind is blown, right? Like, that's insane. Like, you know, as a subcontractor, you get paid by the square foot. Well, that's where I need to be. So I started working longer. I'd leave my house at 6. I would start work as soon as, like, they allowed the noise. And I would work weekends. And although I technically wasn't trading my time for money anymore, it was the amount of work I put in, I still had to trade. I started trading more of my time for money, And, you know, it was not good on my relationship with my then fiance. And then obviously in 2008, there was a crash in the States. It started trickling up to Canada in 2009, 2010. So I decided to go to the oil field because oil was still $100, $110 a barrel at that point. And one of my buddies worked up there. So he's like, well, hey, come work with us. And so I did. I went to the oil field, went on a single service rig, started making good money. But those guys taught me that, hey, if you got good money, you need a good truck. You got to spend money. You know, we got to drink every day on the way home. You know, we got to do this, we got to do that. And it was like, I'm just spending all my money.
My buddies used to say, he who dies with the most toys wins.
Yeah, that is not true. That is awful advice.
No, he who dies with the most toys dies broke.
Yeah, it dies broke, exactly. So, you know, we made good money and, you know, Rachel got pregnant. So I was like, oh, you don't need to work anymore. We can live off what I make. And then there's slow times and, you know, we need a new furniture, so we got like a brick card, and then Rachel had student loans at the time, and then I had, we bought that $33,000 truck, which was a lot of money at the time, and it just kept piling on. Oh, we need a computer, we need new furniture, we need a new TV, we need new this, new that. Like every paycheck, it was like we were spending money on something, and it was more than I was making. So imagine if I got paid $10, I was always spending $11.
Imagine pouring water into a paper cup, and instead of just poking one little hole at the bottom of it, you just jet the fuck out of that thing.
Yeah, that's exactly.
How is it ever gonna get full?
Yeah, it's like trying to fill a strainer. It doesn't work. I'm telling you, it doesn't work. I know from experience. But yeah, so at the end of the 4 years when I was in the oil patch, I just at that point I was like tens and tens of thousands of dollars in debt, and I actually asked Rachel's dad, so our step or father-in-law, and I was like, you know, do you have any? Because he does pretty well. I was like, do you have any tips for me? He's like, I would recommend that you read the book, The Richest Man in Babylon, and that's where it all started for me because I did enjoy reading, but I enjoyed like fantasy novels, like nothing to write home about. And he mentioned this money management book called The Richest Man in Babylon. I was like, all right, yeah, I'll give it a read, and it was the perfect book for me because it's a bunch of short stories as opposed to just a bunch of information, like points, right? I don't think I would have got into it as well if it wasn't the way it was set up, but I started getting obsessed with money management. And so I read that, and then it was Rich Dad, Poor Dad series, and then it was The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Think and Grow Rich, Happy Pocket Full of Money, and I just started really diving into it, and I remember like talking to Rachel, and we really dove into it. And
the thing that all of these books say is take a little bit out of every paycheck. And if you can't find it. We'll go over that in the budget video. But
yeah,
a little bit every paycheck.
Mm. Pay yourself first. That was like the number one thing. Pay yourself first. So you know how like if you're an employee and you I'm going to move this because it keeps shutting off. But if you... If you're an employee, you get a paycheck, you don't even have a say, you get taxed, and you get the remainder, right? And a lot of these books say, well, just do the same but for yourself, so tax yourself. So when you get your check, you put 5% away, and then you're going to grow savings, right? Now, if you have a lot of debt, I wouldn't recommend that you save too much money. You want to pay off your debt pretty quickly.
Because you're paying interest on it.
Yeah.
Anybody with a pile of debt, you're increasing your debt through interest.
Yeah. And that's how the banks make their money and loan places make their money. But at the end of the day, one of the other things that all the money management books said is that taxes are your biggest expense. And they always will be. You pay income tax, then you get your money and you pay tax on everything you spend on. You got sales tax. Here in Canada, we've got liquor tax, carbon tax on your gas. Property tax, like there's so many different taxes.
Think about it, you're charged income tax first before you even get your paycheck, and then you use your money to go into the store to buy something else, and then they tax you. So you're getting taxed on your taxed money. If you can't find a way to get those taxes back, save some of those taxes, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked. Yeah, The Richest Man in Babylon, and it's by George S. Clason. It's a really good book.
The best thing that you can do for your money mindset, like to build wealth or to get rich or to make more money or whatever it is that your goal is start reading books or listening to audiobooks or researching or doing something. If you're not going to make a change, nothing in your life is going to change.
No.
And that is the biggest mindset, just thinking like I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to do the same thing forever and, you know, I guess save up some money. How?
Yeah, how?
This hasn't worked for the last 12 years.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not just a change, too. It's like, if you're not where you want to be, chances are there's something you don't know. Right? So you want to constantly feed yourself information and gain knowledge, because the more you know, the more you learn, the more you earn is one of the big sayings out there, right? You gotta make sure that you're constantly learning. If you have money problems, learn about money. If you have business problems, learn about business. If you have a business and you're not making enough money, start learning about sales.
And the word invest that we throw around a lot, and it's been going through this a lot already, and both of the posts that we post start to talk about investing. When I think about investing, you know, my mind automatically jumps to boom, the stock market. Invest in yourself first, and that means paying some money for education, for online courses, for invest in your mindset. Invest in learning how to do this stuff, how to increase your income, and then how to start building wealth. Invest in the know-how that it's going to take to make more money, and then invest in something like a business, and then once you get your income up, then start worrying about investing in something like the stock market.
Yeah, or real estate or whatever. But yeah, like I said, every money management book I ever read was said you've got to start a business at some point, right? And that's what I did. I actually started with my decking business. Like, I just basically said, okay, instead of me putting down someone else's vinyl, I'll just start my own vinyl company, and then, you know, my own decking company. I'll just do the exact same thing I'm doing. It'll be easy. It's not as easy as I thought, right? If you're an electrician and you work for a company and they're getting you all your work and you're like, oh, well, I'll just go do it on my own. It's not as easy as that. It's not as easy as it sounds, right? But it is worth it. It is worth it, yeah. What do you think about America going bankrupt? They don't even have enough money. Under my impression, I thought America was the number one country in the world that birthed billionaires and millionaires. So how does this happen? So it's still... there's still more self-made millionaires right now than there ever has been in the history of any country, mostly because of the internet. But they are in a lot of debt for a lot of different reasons. They're printing more money than they should, in my opinion.
I just read this. I think it's, what is it, 440 tons of ink a day in printing money, dollar bills.
In the last 2 years, they've printed, what was it? In the last 2 years, they've printed over 60% of the wealth ever created in the U.S. in the last 2 years. So, yeah, I mean, they're in debt because, well, a big one also is there's over $1 trillion in student loan debt right now. You know, you used to be able to go and get a degree and it was like a guaranteed job. Now you're getting people that work at 7-Eleven with an engineering degree. You get people that have their doctorate or nursing or whatever, and there's just no jobs because for a long time now, decades, people have been pushing, go to school, then get a good job, get a house, blah, 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 whatever the formula was. Unfortunately, there's too many people doing it now, right? So if there's only 10,000 jobs... and 100,000 people go to school, and 100,000 people all have $100,000 worth of debt, but only 10,000 jobs, obviously there's going to be a huge debt problem, right? What do you think that has done? I thought live in America was the American dream. Yeah, I mean, America has its issues. It is what it is. I don't know a whole lot about the politics down there. I know that, student loans is a big thing.
Isn't student loans in the States their highest debt?
Yes.
Like, there's more money invested in student loans than anything else.
Anything else. Country. Yeah.
It's fucking bizarre. And you can never get rid of it. can go bankrupt and then you still have your student
loan. Yeah, the student loan does not go away if you die. Or go bankrupt, sorry.
Ever. Like, it's...
And they have it, and they also have it structured where they give it to students, right? 17, 18, 19 year olds, and they say, hey, listen, it's okay because we'll only charge you a tiny bit of money every month, right? And you're like, oh, that's so great. But if you're not, if you have no financial IQ and you don't understand financial literacy, if you look at the fine print, 90% of your payment is going towards the interest and only 10% on the principal. So, yeah, and there's no term for it. It's not like a house where it's a 30-year term. It's not like a vehicle, which is a 5 or 6 year term. Student loan term is like,
well,
it's a long time. And they just say, hey, just pay little tiny bits and it's mostly all interest every single month. What's up, Philip? How you doing, buddy? Look forward to meeting with you tomorrow.
Yeah, my buddy went to school to get his business degree. He paid $40,000 for it. It was all excited. He was going to come out of school and get a job, you know, like everybody does that comes out of school. They're all pumped. They're all fired up. They're ready to go. Get out there into the job market for the first time for most of them. Didn't get a job. And so he went out to an oil patch. He's been there ever since.
Yeah.
He paid off his student loan and he just never ever left because he started making money.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's it's nuts. They'll happily give you a degree, a huge student loan, and you may never end up working in the field that you studied in, which is really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's sad, actually. I mean, it's messed up. Anyone that can't see through that is clearly uneducated and dumb. Yeah, well, it's mostly that they pitch it, right? Like, the universities pitch it, even the high school teachers, they pitch it, the parents pitch it, like, hey, just go to school, get a good job, you know, and work till 65 and you're good to go.
And the school systems pitch it, but
yeah.
If you think about it, teachers are, they don't have to go to, they don't have to take money management classes or anything. Money is not taught in the school system, in grade school, in post-secondary school. It's not taught anywhere.
No.
You know, so if these teachers, your elementary school teachers, have parents that are shitty with money, well, they don't know any better. They've been told the same thing that we've all been told.
Yeah.
Go to school, get a job, and they don't know any better. If they were rich, they wouldn't be teachers.
Yeah. Yeah, and then teachers go on strike all the time as well because they see other industries going, you know, getting more money, and so they're like, well, we're going to go on strike because we deserve more money.
I think I'm taking care of your little snot-nosed brats making $50K a year, and
yeah.
These rig pigs are making $150.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up how it all works, but it's the world we live in.
But a lot of wealthy people, Elon Musk for one, homeschools his children. And he has said, if you were lucky enough to be born in the age of the internet, anything can be learned online for free. So take advantage of it. You'd be dumb not to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And I have learned so much over the past year. You've learned so much over the past 5 years. You just have to look for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, I've learned more in the last 4 years about business, sales, marketing, personal development, money management than I ever did the previous 30. Yes, I'm 34. Just so everyone knows now, we'll get that off the table.
And when this video gets uploaded to YouTube, like or subscribe, hit the little button down below, leave a comment on all y'all, leave a comment, like, dislike, whatever. It's all good. I see a bunch of hearts flying up there.
Yeah. That's a different generation. That's their generation. It's a different world we live in. You can start an OnlyFans and become a millionaire. You can create your own company. It's true. It's true. And you know what? That's the thing. Like I said, 80% of the millionaires nowadays are self-made. And that is unheard of. Because the only way to make money back in the day was like you start a factory or you create a new product or a new service. But like the internet is totally changing the game. And yes, unfortunately,
we are in the information age.
Yeah.
How many of you are using it?
Yeah, information digital age, right? And you've got to learn how to do it because it's so impactful. And yeah, you can you can start an OnlyFans, you can do fucking crypto, whatever. There's lots of different ways to
do it. There's a million different online businesses. A
million different ones.
Like,
yeah.
We found one that's awesome, that we love, that we're passionate about, and that pays awesome.
And helps
but
people.
There's a million of them out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I had a narrow mind, and I didn't even... Adam did this for years before I was even interested, and definitely before I was even involved, because... Again, I was taught by my narrow-minded old man not to throw him under the bus or anything, but, you know, I thought it was all BS. I thought it was all scams and bullshit, and then when I talked to you about it, you're like, don't take my word for it. Don't take our word for it right now. Do your own research.
Yeah.
Look, use the information that's provided to you, and there are so many better ways to make so much more money than just... going to work every single day.
And that being said, there's a lot of scams online, a lot of bullshit online. The red flags are usually easy. Number one is the get rich quick scheme. If someone is telling you that if you send them X amount of dollars and they'll 10X it in a week, I'm telling you right now that's a scam. I've seen people on my team that even because like our business takes time. It takes a little bit of time to build a foundation, start making sales, start getting a steady income. But the wait is worth it. But, you know, you get these online people saying, hey, you send me this amount of money, you're going to get a bunch of... I'll instantly give you, you know, 10,000 profit, whatever, all this bullshit. So that's flag number one. Number two is they will not jump on a phone call or they will not jump on a Zoom, like FaceTime with you. So if they... if they refuse to show their face, chances are they're a scam, in my opinion.
I'll jump on the phone with you tonight, and he'll probably jump on the phone with you tonight if you want to.
Yeah, exactly.
And you guys already know where to find me.
Yeah, and then the third one that I found was, they want you to pay for information. So you say, oh, well, what's your business? And they say, well, if you pay me $100, I'll send you the course and it explains how the business works. My opinion, that also is a scam. So you just gotta be...
And there might even be legitimate businesses hidden behind those, but that's... We don't run ours like that.
If someone can't explain to you how their business works for free, then I probably wouldn't do business with them.
I wouldn't have ended up here if somebody told me, I have the best business in the world, but you're going to have to pay me $100 to tell you about it.
Yeah. It's kind of bass backwards in my opinion. Like when we made our training, we're like, well, we'll send it to people for free. Like, why wouldn't we? Right. You shouldn't pay $100. What if you pay $100 and you don't like it? You just burnt $100 out of your hand. You might as well have wiped your ass with it and flushed it down the toilet. Like, what's the point, right? So for us, it's like, okay, listen, we're gonna make the information free so that they can see how it works, and if it's something that they want to do, then we help them.
And then if you're still interested, we're gonna be dropping some knowledge bombs on you like this whenever we can, because we're here to help. At the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, we're just trying to help get people ahead because we've been there. We've done that. You know, we're not fucking millionaires or anything and posting photos of Lambos. We will get there. I'm confident that I will get there.
I still got my F-150 and I'll keep it for a long
time. I know
time.
You're confident that you'll get there. We will both get there. But, you know, the thing about this in investing in us and getting into business with us is, you know, we're not fucking Grant Cardone here. Being like, oh, well, jump on a webinar with 10,000 people. I'll get on a one-on-one with you and you and you. And we'll build this thing up together, step by step. We've gone through it, gone through the process and taken the steps. What do you got going on over there?
If they can't write proper English, sometimes that's, broken English isn't always bad, but that is sometimes...
And some people can't spell. Don't hate on them.
Yeah, you can't... That's not always a thing. Where do you guys live? That is delights. Oh, you're in Toronto, Canada. Nice. Yeah, we're over on the West Coast, so we're on Vancouver Island, British Columbia. So we're pretty much as far West Coast as you can in Canada. But yeah, it's only 5:47 for us right now, so imagine it's like 8:47 for you there, specs.
Get your ass to bed so you can get up early and study.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you should... yeah, that's cool. I like it. But, yeah.
45 minutes here, so we got a dinner date?
We do.
We wrap this thing up. And yeah, every Friday around 5 Pacific time ish, you guys are going to see me every day.
Yep. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Sweet. Right.
I hope you guys got something out of this. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for giving us your time. And I hope you guys have an awesome Friday night.
We'll see you guys next Friday.
YouTubers, like and subscribe. Hit the button. Affiliate Empirers, you're crushing it.
Let's go, guys.
TikTokers, keep on ticky-talking.
Have a good night, everybody.